you can carry with you and write down prayer requests. You know, I carry mine with me to church usually on Wednesday, and when somebody says, pray for me, I can take it out and write them down and remember to pray for them. How often I used to forget, but now I can write that name down and remember to pray for them. And there you can keep, you know, the Lord said, let your requests be made known unto God. And so you can write those prayer requests down, pray for them, and then see how God answers them. We'd love to get one of these little prayer journals into your hand. They're absolutely free. There's no obligation. You simply write to us, and we'll send one out to you as quick as we can. There's several ways you can get them. You can simply write to us at Consider His Word Ministries, 30550 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Let me give that to you again. Consider His Word Ministries, 30550 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Now, you can also send me an email at considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. Again, considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. And then finally, you can go to the website. There's a link there that says Contact Us, and if you just click on that, send us an address and the radio station where you're hearing this broadcast today. And so you can mail to us, you can email us, you can contact us through the website. Now, one other thing I want to mention, and we don't do this all year long, just a couple times a year, but a number of years ago I wrote a book. It was also called Consider His Word. Now, it's a devotional book, and we tell about it this time of year because if you begin at the beginning of the book, it will take you through the Bible in a year. And each day, there is a guide for what you read. There is a verse for the day, and then there is a devotion about that day. There is also a place where you can write your own prayer requests and your own praises, and a place where you can kind of journal just a little bit. And so if you'd like to receive one of these books, you can get one by sending us a gift of $25. Now, that $25 goes into the ministry. I've dedicated all of that money to this ministry. So it goes into the ministry. It is postage paid. So $25, and that's it. Now, you can send us a check made out to Consider His Word Ministries. Or if you, I do have Zelle, and if you'd like to Zelle the money, then contact me either by the email or through the website, and I'll get that information to you that way. And so we can handle it through Zelle. So write to us about the book. Again, it's all the addresses I gave earlier. You can find them all at considerhisword.org. Get all the information there. So we're going to be in Isaiah chapter 40. I want to go ahead and read the passage, and then we're going to talk about it a little bit. Isaiah chapter 40, beginning in verse 3, the Bible says, the voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain, and every hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places plain. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. Isaiah wrote this by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit and in anticipation of the coming Messiah. And as we finish up the Thanksgiving holidays, we begin to think about Christmas. Now, I know many of you have already done your Christmas shopping and you're thinking about it already. For some, it seems awfully early that I'm bringing this up already. But, you know, for me, I started playing Christmas music back in August. I love the Christmas season. I love the Christmas holiday. I love everything about it. I love the decorations, the music, and I love the gospel, the coming of Jesus. Lights begin to appear. I love driving through the neighborhoods and seeing all the houses decorated with all of the Christmas lights. That's always a blessing to me. Plans are being made. Christmas presents are being decided about. We're asking the children, what do you want for Christmas? You know, I love this time of year. And you know, as I get older, it's the anticipation of Christmas that I really enjoy. all the preparations and getting ready for it, counting down the days. Now, I don't do that so much anymore. As I was growing up, we had a guy that would come on TV, a Santa Claus that would come on TV, and when I would get home from school and turn that on, and he would count down the days to Christmas. And all through the scripture, they were anticipating, and particularly the Old Testament, they were anticipating the coming of the Messiah, the appointed one, the anointed one, that Jesus would come, looking forward to a sense that something great and wonderful is about to happen. And that was the coming of Jesus. Now, we read this passage in Isaiah, and I'll tell you, it sounds a lot about what the Bible says about John the Baptist, anticipating. Verse 3 says, preparing the way of the Lord, preparing the way. And I hope that now you're yourself preparing your way for the holidays. Now, not about all of the trappings of the holidays. It's not all about the gifts, as much as we enjoy that. But it's anticipating the celebration of when Jesus would come. And I know there's some controversy about whether or not Jesus was born in December. You know, it doesn't bother me. It doesn't matter. It wouldn't matter if he was born some other time. The fact of the matter is that he came. And all through the Old Testament particularly, they were looking for and they were anticipating his coming. From the time of Abraham to the time of Malachi, the prophet spoke of the Messiah, the coming of the Christ, even from the very beginning. I'm going to give you a lot of scriptures today. As we go through the Old Testament, looking at the anticipation of the coming of Jesus. From the Garden of Eden, Genesis 3:15, after Adam had sinned, God said to Satan, I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed, and it shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. This is the first hint that something was going to happen, that God was going to bring a redeemer. And that redeemer, the seed of the woman, would come to save us from the sin that Adam had committed and had separated himself from God. And then from the time of Abraham, Genesis 12, and that great promise that God gave to us from, I want to go back and read it, from Genesis 12, beginning in verse 1, where God was speaking to Abraham. He had called him out of a country, a place called Ur of the Chaldees, and now he was sending him to another place. In Genesis 12, he said, now the Lord had said to Abram, get thee out of thy country, and from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, to a land that I will show you. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse them that curses thee, and in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. All those families comes down to your family, and your family is blessed in the coming of the Savior, that one day he will come. And he says, I'll bless them that bless you, curse them that curse you, and in you all families. It was an anticipation. It was a promise that every family would be blessed. From the time of Moses, when he led the people out of the enslavery of Egypt and led them to the promised land, in the book of Deuteronomy, especially now, in the book of Deuteronomy, they're standing on the banks of the Jordan River looking into the promised land. Moses could show them a new generation had come up. And Moses is preparing them for what is about to come. And he said to them, this is from Deuteronomy 18:15, the Lord thy God will raise up unto thee a prophet from the midst of thee, of thy brethren, like unto me, unto him ye shall hearken. God said, I'm going to raise up another one. And Moses was telling them, he's going to raise up a prophet out of the midst of you, like me. And he said, you listen to him. And, you know, when you read the New Testament, several times you'll see the Pharisees come and ask him and saying, are you that prophet? And they were looking for that prophet that Moses had told them about. From the time of David, they were looking for the Messiah. Psalm 132:11, The Lord has sworn in truth unto David, he will not turn from it. Of the fruit of thy body I will sit upon thy throne. That there would always be someone on the throne from the seed of David, from his fruit, and that was that Messiah. From the time of Isaiah, now we read Isaiah 40, but we go back to chapter 7, and verse 14, it says, therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. And we read then in Matthew, when the angel told Joseph, he said, his name will be Emmanuel, being interpreted God with us. Isaiah has many prophecies about the coming of the Savior. Here, about a virgin shall conceive. This would be one way that they would know it. He said, the Lord will give you a sign that a virgin will conceive. Now, how is that possible? Well, you see, with God, all things are possible. In Luke chapter 2, we're going to talk about this more next week, but in Luke chapter 2, he tells how it was possible that the Spirit of God came upon Mary, and she was conceived of the Holy Ghost, so that God could be with us. His name would be called Emmanuel. From the time of Jeremiah, Jeremiah 23, 5 and 6 says, behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I'll raise unto David a righteous branch. A king shall reign and prosper, and shall execute judgment and justice in the earth. In his days Judah shall be saved, and Israel shall dwell safely. And this is the name whereby he shall be called, the Lord our righteous. From the time of Micah, but thou, Bethlehem Ephrathah, though thou be little among thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall come forth unto me that is to be ruler in Israel, whose going forth have been from old, from everlasting. That it would be out of Bethlehem that he would come. From Malachi, the last book of the Old Testament, behold, I will send my messenger and shall prepare the way before me. And the Lord whom ye seek shall suddenly come to his temple, even the messenger of the covenant. The anticipation of the Messiah. I hope you're looking forward to Christmas. I am. God bless you.
Consider his word. Consider his word. Consider his word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider his word.
For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder. And his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. So arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you.
Amen.